doing chesed protects us from the Yetzer Hara as well. The Gemara says that Ashrecha Yisrael, praised this Klal Yisrael, because while they're involved in Torah and Gemara's Chasadim, their Yetzer Hara is placed in their hands and not us, in his hands. This means that the Yetzer Hara has two ways of overpowering us. One is intellectually, by convincing us, or more accurately, confusing us about what is important and what's not, and he pushes us to do silly things. And two, by influencing our body and our limbs to act against the will of Hashem, he creates a powerful desire, a taiva that comes from the body. But someone who's involved in Torah and Gemilas Chesed has the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara, because through learning Torah, which is Divrei Elokim Chayim, you elevate and you sanctify your mind, you clarify what this world is all about. You give yourself the ability to fight back and overcome the confusion that the Yetzer Hara is trying to create. And through performing acts of chesed and kindness, you are mekadesh, your body and our evarim, our limbs, by doing Avodas Hashem, Avodas Malka Shel Olam, the King of the world. Doing chesed is a direct emulation of Hashem. As it says, L'leches b'chol derachah, follow in all of Hashem's ways. And this makes a person very close to Hashem, truly serving Him. And that deadens the effect the Yetzer Hara has on our body to kind of inflame the fire of Gashmius. This makes our body more ruchniistic, more elevated. And thereby we can overpower the Yetzer Hara. When people perform chesed on a regular basis, it's a zchus to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim, darshanim, inspirational speakers, and wealthy. The Gemara learns this all out of different pesukim. Chazal in Eliyahu Rabbah says that all the blessings that the Torah promises us come only through chesed. The pasuk says, "Ivoa alacha kol habrachos ha'ela." All these brachas, this is in Parashas Kisav, I think, all the brachas that were promised to Klal Yisrael will come. V'hisibgucha, and they'll reach you. Kisishma b'kayel Hashem l'kecha. When you listen in Hashem's voice. So what does it mean that you listen in Hashem's voice? So Chazal explain. In Eliyahu Rabbah, they say, by following in His ways. He is merciful, He is a rachum. Apato yehi rachum, you also be merciful. He has mercy even on Rishayim, on evil people. He accepts their tshuva, so we also should be forgiving. Hashem provides all living things with food and clothing and what they need. We also should have mercy on each other and provide for everybody around us as much as we can, food and clothing, and we should have patience for everybody. Another method of following in Hashem's ways, Chazal say, is Hashem is a chanun, meaning He gives freely to those who recognize Him and even those who don't. So we also should grant and give freely to others. And another method of following in Hashem's ways, Chazal say, is that Hashem always looks for ways to find good in us. He looks to be dan l'kav zchus. He looks to be matzdik klal Yisrael. He looks to see how our actions can have some kind of justification, and He pushes the scales towards chesed, towards having that, looking at us and our actions through that lens. So we too should have patience with our friends and judge them favorably. This is how important and how integral the midah of chesed is. All the brachas that Hashem promises Klal Yisrael for all the mitzvahs that we do come to us through the channel, through this pipe of chesed. The brachas of having children, the brachas of being able to serve Hashem, the brachas of being able to be goyver on the Yetzer Hara, all of that. The brachas of having successful children, wealthy children, Talmidei Chachamim, all through the medium of chesed.